We continue our learning lately. Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Ksuvos Perek Zayin Mishnovav. Ve'elu yotzo shelo b'ksuva. Here are women who are divorced and they forfeit their ksuva. These are women who are either ha'overes al das Moshe, women who violate Torah law, Toras Moshe. Das Moshe is the law of Moshe. Vihudis and laws of Jewish women, which are laws of tznius, which we'll discuss, we'll give examples of both of these in the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah like this, Vezu Das Moshe, what do we mean when we say that a woman forfeits her ksuva if she violates Das Moshe? This is where there is Yisur Deraisa, where she causes her husband to violate these, and he can no longer rely on his wife regarding these halachos. So the Mishnah says, Zezu Das Moshe, Ma'achilaso She'eno Me'usar. So take, for example, a woman who feeds her husband food that hasn't had Trumos and Masos separate from it. Trumos, is Trumos not separated from something you're eating Tevel? That's Misa B'dei Shemaim. How does the husband find out that the food he's eating has not had Trumos and Masos separated from it? We have a general rule of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin, that he has the right to rely on his wife. But that's what happened was, the Gemara says that she told her husband, oh, this so and such a person separate Trumos and Masros for us. And that's why we're allowed to eat. And then the husband went and asked that person. The person said, what are you talking about? She's lying. I never took Trumos and Masros. Or umishamsha tonida. Or let's say they have tashmishamita, and he finds out that she was an ida. How is that? So she told her husband she was tahora. And then, based on the neighbors, the neighbor says, no, she did not go to mikveh. She's wearing a nida clothing, where it may be. He clarifies that indeed she was a nida the whole time. She was not tahora, so he can't rely on her either. That's another example of Das Moshe. Velo kotza la chala. She doesn't separate chala from the dough. That's like eating tevel as well. Misa bidei shamayim. Chala has the status of truma, and she's feeding this food to her husband. The Gemara gives the same kind of example. She told her husband, I separated chala from the dough, and he ate it, and they found out that when she said, oh, this particular person did the hafrashas chala, he finds out that in fact the person did not. Vino deres ve'eino mikayemes. Another example, or this also in the category of Das Moshe, is where the woman takes nedarim, and she doesn't fulfill those nedarim. And that affects, though nedarim obviously are dinim d'oraisa, how does that affect him? So that affects the family, affects the children. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk Koheles Perakei Pasukei, al titein es picha lachati es bisarecha. Don't allow your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Lama yiktsov ha'elukim al kolecha. Why should Hashem have to get angry on your voice, literally, v'chibel es ma'aseh yadecha, and then wound, injure your ma'aseh yadayim, that which you have produced. And the Gemara says, what's considered ma'aseh yadav shel adam, the ma'aseh yadayim of a person, that's banav v'nosav, those are his children. So because of nidarim that are not fulfilled, So banim meisim, children unfortunately pass away. So that obviously a woman's, the fact that she takes the darim and it's not mekayim the darim, not mekayim is the darim, that affects his children as well. Now the Mishnah says, Vezu hi das Yehudis. What does it mean that a woman violates das Yehudis, which is also reason for being divorced and losing the ksuva? Yotza verosha parua. A woman goes out in public to the shuk, and her head is uncovered. This is a lack of tznius. And the Gemara asks the question, what do you mean? I thought this is a list of just laws that are for tznius, modesty for Benos Yisrael, and Das Moshe is Yisurim Doraisa. I thought this is a mitzvah Doraisa. Doesn't it say Ufara as Rosh HaIsha? And of Etana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, the Gemara says, what do we learn from that pasuk regarding the Ishta Sota, where it says that they uncover her hair, or uncover her head, as Hara Mikan Levenos Yisrael Shalo Yetzib Ifura Rosh. They can't go out uncovered. That's from the pasuk in the Torah. Why is this called Das Yehudis and not Das Moshe? And the Gemara answers, no, we're speaking about a woman who covers her hair in a way that she doesn't violate Das Moshe, but she doesn't have, let's say, that extra head covering that was done for tznius purposes. What exactly does that mean? So according to some, it means that there was a Jewish custom to have, when going out in public, not only had to have a one head covering, but to have an additional head covering. Rashi understands the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about a basket that a woman would wear, kalasa, kuf, lamid, tuf, hey, that a woman would wear on her head. And this was the basket was used both as a head covering and to keep all the tools for spinning wool in there as well. There was a little place to put those things. So this was, didn't cover all of the hair, but it was sufficient to fulfill, says Rashi, Das Moshe, and cover, and certainly sufficient to walk out on a Doraisa level in public. However, according to Jewish custom, nonetheless, there would be an additional covering. What about when you're not Bishuk? So going from one yard, one chatzer to another through a Mavri the Gemara speaks about. So this is sufficient to have this head covering. And therefore, the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosos, others claim that if she, now she's in private, she's in her own chatzar, not even walking one to the other, she can keep her hair completely uncovered. So we have three categories. Her own chatzar can be completely uncovered. Walking from one chatzar to another through an alleyway, which is a little bit of a public area, this kalasa, this her the basket is sufficient. And then in public, because Das Moshe, the basket covers you, but in addition to the fact that in addition to that, the Jewish custom is to have an extra kerchief, an extra covering as well. But that's only Das Yehudis. Other Rishonim disagree, and that is that with this opinion of Rashi and Tosus, that a woman can go in her own chatzer, could be walking around with her hair uncovered. And this is a discussion, a controversy in halacha, what the practice should be. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. Vitove Bashuk, another example of a woman who's violating Das Yehudis, is where she is spinning in the marketplace. And Bar Tanura says, Umar is she now doesn't have a problem with exposing her arms as she's spinning the wool or spinning the thread, in exposing them to people in the shuk. So that's a violation of Das Yehudis. Umadaberes im kaladim. Literally means she speaks with all people. Bar Tanur explains based on the Gemara, misachek es im habachurim. What does it mean? She flirts with young men. And this is something that that also is a violation of Das Yehudis. Abba Shalomer, Avha Mekaleles Yoldov Bifanov. Another example of violation of Das Yehudis is a woman who curses her husband's parents in his presence. That's also included. That's because that Jewish custom, you don't do that. It's improper. Rabbi Tarf, and that would be reason to divorce her, and she loses the ksuba. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Afha Kolonis. Who else violates Das Yehudis? A woman who is Kolonis means she has a loud voice. So the Bar Tanura says, Tovas Tashmish Bekol Rum. She is demanding Tashmish with her husband. She does it very loud to the point where the neighbors hear. So therefore, that's also a violation of Das Yehudis. Bar Tanur just points out, V'chalahani tzrichos edim v'hasra lafsitan ksuvasan. In order to forfeit the ksuva, you need edim and hasra and a warning in advance to forfeit the ksuva. We need to know that they actually did these things. So edim have to prove that she is exposing her arms in the marketplace or walking out with her hair uncovered, etc. And then he points out, V'ein lohen lo ksuva v'lo tosefes. They don't have the ksuva, and not even the Tosefes ksuva, nothing. Only the worn-out clothing that they already have are they able to take. That's it, but everything else they forfeit. Then the Mishnah says, Vezuhi kolonis. So what does it mean, a kolonis? So Bar Tanur tells you what the kolonis is, and the Mishnah explains. Lichshehi midaberes bisoch beisa ushchenea shomen kola. So the Mishnah is not so clear. That's why the Bar Tanur had to explain. But what's a kolonis? A woman who speaks in our house and our neighbors hear. What do they hear? So that's what we said. They hear her speaking about the point where she's demanding tashmish from her husband, and the neighbors here, and others say no. When the husband speaks about tashmish, she's arguing with him, and does it loudly, specifically, so that the neighbors hear. That's a violation of Das Yehudis. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Hamekadesh es ha'isha al manas she'en olaha nedarim. So this Mishnah is also learned in the second perek of Kiddushin, perek Beis Mishnah, hey? But here, it's really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. speaking about nedarim and reasons why a woman should be teitzei shelo b'ksuva. So HaMekadesh is a isha al-manash shein alehem nedarim, a man who marries Mekadesh, a woman, on the condition she, there are no nedarim that she took upon herself. The Gemara says, and then, vimso ala nedarim. And then we find out she, in fact, had nedarim. So it's really against the tenai of the whole kiddushin. Therefore, eina mekudeshes. So the kiddushin is not even chal. You don't even need a get, because that was part of the tenai. You can make a tenai with kiddushin, you can make a tenai with gittin, and therefore it's ineffective if she indeed has nedarim. It's a mekach tos. And the Gemara says, be'ilu nedarim amru. What kind of nedarim are we talking about that would... that would tell us that the marriage is ineffective if she had, and there was a tanai that she should not have had any nedarim at all. So the Gemara says, "Shelo tochal basar v'shelo tishtei yayin v'shelo tiskashet b'bidei tzvonim." Includes cases where she says, "I took a net. I'm not going to eat meat. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm not going to wear nice clothing, colored clothing." These are nedarim that we assume a husband is makbid upon. These are nedarim what we would call inui nefesh. Let's say the Gemara has a machlokas. What's included in inui nefesh? We'll learn that a little bit in the Durham, but she's self-affliction. Le'anos nafesh is the phrase that's used in Parshas Matos when we speak out Nedarim. What's included in that? That a husband has the right to annul in general. And when he says, I don't want Nedarim, these are Nedarim we assume she should not have taken upon herself, or at least she should have told him about. So, inu nefesh, so some say it includes not only these, not only related to eating, but even if she says she's not going to wash herself a certain amount. So that's a machlokes tanoim, whether that's included, the washing is included, but or perfume is included. But here, not wearing certain types of clothing, not eating meat, not drinking wine. That's inu nefesh according to everybody, self-affliction, self-denial. And these are nedarim that a husband is makbid on, and therefore that would cause the marriage to be ineffective if she had these nedarim upon herself when the husband said, I'm marrying you al menas, that you don't. So Tate say, therefore, shelo b'ksuva. She leaves without a suva. The Amara says, now this would be true even if he married her with a tanai. He was a Mekadesh Haravi, with a tanai that she has no nedarim, and then came chuppah time, and he mentioned nothing about his tanai. So what would happen there? So the halacha would be, so then would they need a get or not? So that the Gemara explains as follows. So there, although he did make a tanai that she has no nedarim, that would not make the marriage a mekach tos. Why not? And she would need a get. Because we assume, since he went into the marriage, the chuppah, without mentioning anything about the tanai, ein adam oseh b'ilaso b'ilas nus. We don't assume that when he had bir rishona with this woman, that it was for his nus purposes. Obviously, it was for marriage purposes. And therefore, he was mochel on the tanai and had bir l'shem kiddushin. And that's it. And that's why she would need a get. Our mishnah is speaking about a case where we have... Oh, so this is really the second case of the mishnah. Let's go back. Second case of the mishnah is... where I skipped the line. Mishnah says, Kenasa Stam. So let's start again. When you Mekadesh a woman, Almanas, that there are no Nedarim, and we find Nedarim, she's not Mekudeshes. Kenasa Stam, Vinimsu Olaha Nedarim, Tete Shelo Beksuva. But if he married her Stam, and she has no Nedarim, so he didn't mention about it tonight. If you didn't make it tonight, you don't have nedarim. And we find nedarim, and they're nedarim in the inui nefesh types of nedarim, and he's makbid on them, teitzei shelo b'ksuva. So then she leaves without a ksuva as well. Ah, so this is where the Gemara makes his comment. Let's say he did the following. He had a little bit of making a tanai, a little bit of not making a tanai. He was a mekadesh or with a tanai that she has no nedarim. And then when they got to chuppah, he didn't mention anything about the tanai. Even there, you need a get. Meaning, just like the case of Stam, you need a get when it's not Tanai, ain't a Mekudeshes. But if you married her Stam, after you made it Tanai without making any mention of the, you went to the chuppah and you didn't make any mention of the Nedarim anymore. So we say, then you need a get and Tetzei Shelo B'Ksuva. And that is true, even though he was Mekadesh over the Tanai and the Nisuin was done with Stam. And mention, why? Because we assume that, okay, so this is the new Kiddushin. This is the Kiddushin, it's Kiddushay Bia, but it's Kiddushay, because obviously he doesn't want to live with her with Bilah Shas Nus, aye, let's say you find a Darm afterwards, doesn't matter. Therefore, they're considered married, and she needs a get. She does forfeit the ksuva, because regarding Mamanos cases, cases of money matters, her husband can say, listen, I wasn't mochel amaya tanai. Hamotzi mechavero olav araya. I'm not giving you a ksuva. That's for you to prove that indeed I didn't marry you with this in mind. In fact, it's even true if he's mekadesh her stam without sending anything about nedarim, and he brings her the chuppah stam without mentioning anything about nedarim, and we find nedarim, she's still teitzei shelo b'ksuva, because he can say, listen, I don't want a woman who takes nedarim, and my mekach's a mekach tos. Now, he could make that claim. That at least takes care of the money matters. But a get, she would need a get misafik. Then the Mishnah says, al manash ein ba mumin. Man is mekadesh a woman with the tonight that she has no blemishes, and imitzah ba mumin. And we find out that she does have mumin, and we'll explain later on what blemishes are considered something that would say the marriage is not chal. Eina mekudesh is kiddush is not kiddushin. Why? Because the tanai was not fulfilled. Kansa stam. Let's say he married her, meaning brought her to the chuppah, didn't make any tanai at all. Vimsuba and mumim, and we find out that she has blemishes. Her husband said that's a mekach tos. He didn't say make any tanai. Still teite shelo b'ksuva, which means a get is needed, but she forfeits her ksuva. Now that's true. Whether he's mekadish her stam and married her stam, meaning without mentioning anything about mumin, or is mekadish her with a tanai she has no mumin and then married her, same case, the mumin case, same case as the case of nedarim, and then brought her to chuppah. And what? And didn't mention anything. She needs a get. He doesn't have to give her the kesef ksuva. Why? For the same reason regarding nedarim. And that is, he can say, listen, I didn't want to marry a woman who has mumin. That's something you should have told me. Even if I didn't make it tonight, get is needed. But because ksuva is a money issue, hamotzi mechaver levaraya. Kol hamumin haposlin bekohanim that are mentioned in the seventh parak of Bechoros, and that disqualifies a kohen from service in the Beis HaMikdash, as the pasuk says, ish mizaracha ledorosa masher yevobum lo yikrav. All of those types of mumin are poslin benashim. We find those also disqualify a woman. If a woman has any of those blemishes and the husband married her, even if he married her stam, without mentioning I'm marrying you on condition you have no mumin, still teitzei, she leaves, she may need a get if he didn't make the tanai, but shelo b'ksuva. If it was mekadesh her al menashe, he has no mumin and hasn't yet married her though, or married her and when he married her, he mentioned the tanai again, so then even a get is not needed because the kedushin are kedushei ta'os.